Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you a new live interview. Tonight I have on the other side of the Zoom connection the one and only Rainer Tausch from Germany. Rainer, how are you doing this evening?
Thank you very much, Pierre. I'm fine so far. Everything good here.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be in your show.
Yeah. You know, it's the second time because last time we spoke was during the Winter NAMM show where we did this special call. It was yourself, Juha Rokongas, Michael and Tanja Spalt, Uli Teufel, and there was even Andy Powers from Taylor Guitars at the beginning. And there was Adriano Sergio from Egon Guitars. So it was a very interesting call. Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool, yeah.
Yeah, we missed the Winter NAMM, right? It would have been nice to go to California in January, yeah? What do you think?
Yeah. I miss shows in general.
Yeah.
I miss shows so much, but we can't help at the moment.
Yeah, it's not like we have the choice, right? So tell me, Rainer, let's start at the beginning. How did you become a guitar builder? What's your story?
It's not quite the classic story. I was so interested in music. We had bands already. It was back in the mid 80s, end of the 80s, and I was playing a Strat, and somehow I was not so satisfied with it because. Yeah, for some reason, I wanted to have my own instrument.
And you were a professional musician? It was as an amateur?
It was as an amateur.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried it someday, but we sent some records to Amy, but they called and said, hey, it's good, but it does not fit to our portfolio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blah blah, and then we decided to stay friends and keep on playing music, and we still do. So the band is, I think it's 37 years now or something.
Wow, cool.
Like that.
Yeah,
we're still together and we have still fun. And during this time, I was modifying guitars, put. Some paint work, intarsia work, on it and hardware, pickups, everything. This was not the if you mean the really beginning was earlier. I was around 12 or 13 years old when I built my first guitars. It was pre-band. Time.
Okay.
Before that, it was around in 1980 or so. I read an interview with Ace Frehley from Kiss. in a magazine, and he was talking about his guitars, and they had those special guitars looking like stars and hatchets and everything, and me and a friend, we were so interested in that. And then we decided to build our own guitars. And we went to buy some plywood, these 19 millimeter plywood sheets. And screwed it together. And the axe of my grandfather's, the grip of the axe was the neck of the guitar. And we had frets made of nails and like 12-year-old boys do,
yeah, sure.
when they do it. I mean, it worked.
I
bought a pickup. We had a music shop in the area, and I bought a pickup, and it worked. You could play Smoke on the Water and such things on this guitar, but it didn't take long, and it was not enough for my ambitions. So I built a second one,
mm-hmm.
I mean, months later or so. And we decided to smash the first guitar in front of the girls,
Yeah, Pete Townshend style. Excellent.
Now you got an impression. where it comes from. And this was the second guitar, the intonation was already almost good.
Almost. I have low. I love the almost part. Yes.
Yeah, we took measurement by the guitar of my friend's father. Third, there was a third guitar.
Okay.
And the third guitar had three humbuckers, and I guess 5 or 6 meters of cable inside, and he could do anything. Yeah, my cousin did the soldering work. He's 5 years older than me, and yeah, it was very, very cool. And then my mother decided this guy should have a real guitar now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And this is when we started with thinking about band and something like this. But this was a Johnny guitar, something, I don't know. And I changed it or swapped it to for a Les Paul with a screwed neck, you know, mm-hmm. bolt on.
At what point did you go to a Luthry school, or did you have another guitar builder to teach you how to build a guitar? You completely self-taught.
Yes.
Okay.
It was I know Ulrich Teufel since then. It was the early 90s.
Okay.
And I was known as a guitarist in our area here, and all those guitarists who thought they were good, you know, went to Uli and told him to make a guitar for them. And
okay.
I was one of them. And so I met Uli the first time and saw his workshop. He was doing this already for a few years, and I found it very, very cool. And the funny thing was, half a year later or so, my working place, I worked as a cabinet maker, you know, it was only three houses away from the place where Uli lived.
Okay.
And it's exact the workshop where Uli is now.
Okay.
Uli's workshop now is the place where I was working as a cabinet maker 20
okay.
years ago.
Mm. Yes. Okay, so the question from Michael is, how would you feel if an artist would smash a guitar you built?
I would feel cool. He would buy another one.
Okay. Ah, smart guy.
How cool is that?
Yeah, good business. That's a good business answer, Rainer. Excellent.
I mean, it was good for Fender when Jimi Hendrix smashed his guitar.
I have one of your guitar here at the showroom, Rainer. So this is a 665 Rode Deluxe model. Can you walk us through what was the idea behind this guitar? What is the concept?
Okay, I developed this guitar in 1997 when I was playing in a band which needed a very, it was a big band. We were 10 people with, we had a huge playlist with very versatile, you know, okay. A lot of, yeah, Blues Brothers and such things with, yeah. This is where the longer scale comes from, is we always played in drop tuning, sometimes in a D.
Okay.
D. It's not only it's the full step, not the half step
mm-hmm.
only.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have a versatile guitar. It had three pickups then, two humbuckers, one single coil in the middle, and the humbucker in, on the rear, because I wanted to have those Strat sounds also. And in this time, it was the end of the Super Strat era and the beginning of the Les Paul hype. It was exactly in this time.
Okay.
It happened around 2000 or so when you know, these Super Strats with nice figure tops and the big holes for the pickups,
yeah,
where
yeah.
the dust is always inside.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Rose tremolos and such things. And it was the end of this era, and the lines of the Telecaster were not very often seen in these times. It was Hilly Billy guys played Telecasters, and Bruce Springsteen had a Telecaster and Keith Richards. And so I wanted to have a classic form for the guitar. I made some experiments before with totally out of space shapes and everything. And I soon found out that I cannot play the role of Uli Teufel.
Not everybody is a Uli Teufel. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yes.
Sometimes it takes a little time to find where your place is. And the first time I found out was when I came back to this single cut tele shape. I was very, very happy and satisfied with it. And then I considered what can be done better. I'm not an industrial factory or something. I have the time to glue a neck to the body, and to do the things so precisely that there is no need to have screws. I just wanted to show what I was considering when I designed the guitar. I wanted to have it with a set in with a glued neck.
Okay.
I wanted to have it light and resonant.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's chambered. It has a block from end to end.
Okay.
Which I leave. It's routed.
And it is actually two half of guitars that then you glue back to together, or it is one piece of wood? It's two parts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's two parts, yeah, yes. Okay. So I have the possibility to have my normally used wood is pear wood for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, here in this case, I have a nice figured maple top on it. Yeah, normally your guitar, the guitar you have in your showroom is a pear wood.
So it's very rare to have a figured pear wood like that. Yes, that's what you mean,
yeah.
No? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is gorgeous. Very nice. And tell me a little bit more about the Pau Ferro block you use for the tremolo. That's something very special to your guitar, right?
It's around 10 years ago when a friend of mine came here.
Mm-hmm.
And he came with the idea to have a sustain block for a tremolo made of wood,
mm-hmm.
instead of metal, because if you think logically, if you think about a Telecaster, where does the string go? You put it from the back through the wood, and then to the headstock and to your tuner. And if you have a tremolo, why should it be different then? Mm. There is no reason.
Yeah, very logic. But yeah.
You might think there is a lot of tension and it's around 50 kilos if you have heavy strings on it. That block takes that easily. I never had stability problems with this wooden construction. And I have a thing that makes my guitar unique. I mean, this is, if somebody thinks the other way and said, oh, I'm not so sure if I want to have, you can replace it with, it's a replacement part. You can go back to a steel or brass or aluminum or whatever. But my way was, why this big heap of metal when we could have wood here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes total sense. And what do you think is the impact of having a block of wood instead of metal at this place?
At the first thing is it's 200 grams you save.
Okay.
It's lighter.
That's good.
And the second thing is it makes the sound a little bit more smooth.
Okay.
Less harsh. It's not dramatic. I mean, it's a little. We made a test with a Strat, as a reference guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Steel block and the wooden block, it was so close. It's my impression was it's a little bit softer, and that's it.
Okay. I know you have another guitar with you. Can you show it to us, the Candy Apple Red guitar?
The Candy Apple Red you like so much,
yes,
Pierre, especially for you.
Well, thank you. That's my birthday in April. Thank you very much, Rainer.
You have your birthday in April?
Yeah, on the 21st of April. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so maybe we have a deal then.
Excellent.
So this is a 665 RAW. This is the basic model of the 665.
Okay.
It's flat. It has no shapings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same. We have this block inside and chambered on both sides.
Okay.
P90 here in the neck position and the Tauschbacker in the rear position.
Mm-hmm.
A T-tune bridge, which is a very intelligent solution. If you take a close look or look at T-tune bridge, it's really, really clever done. It's a cold rolled steel plate, and everything is done very precisely. I love it. It's made in Hamburg.
And tell me a little bit more. So those pickups are built by Harry Heusel in Germany, but you give Harry the specs, right?
The Tauschbackers, yes. The idea was to have good single coil sound and a good humbucker sound. How can we come there?
Yeah.
I had a lot of experience with Harry's pickups because I was in when he started making pickups from the beginning.
Okay.
I was involved and I know a lot of his stuff and I like it very much, and found out that one kind of humbucker I love for its clarity, and there is another kind of humbucker which I love in the distortion as a distortion pickup. And I found out when you split the more distortion-like pickup, it has a very good single coil sound. But as a humbucker, it was a little bit too much for my taste. So I thought, let's combine. Is there a possibility to combine the things in a way that's more than a compromise? So we have one hotter coil here in the front row and also here in the front row.
Okay.
So if it's in the single coil modus, this one is on and this one is on.
This one has
5.6K, something like this. And this one is or 6K. So if you go back to the humbucker modus, you get a very clear humbucker sound. It's not an exact vintage humbucker sound. If you want this, you have to put in different pickups. I would recommend 59s or maybe from pickups from Kloppmann or Amber or whatever. There are there's so many great pickup winders out there.
Can you tell us, do you have any idea when you will do your next guitar show, Rainer? Will it be the Guitar Summit in September in Mannheim?
We have an invitation for the Guitar Summit in Mannheim, which is somewhere in September.
Mm-hmm. On the 17th, I think, 17th, 18th, yes, 17th. And 19th of September, We definitely need to have you here in Paris, Rainer, so you can do an interview here at the showroom, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I guess you have... You have better internet in Paris than we have here in on the countryside of Germany, you know.
Rainer, it was still great to be able to talk to you. So thank you very much for the time. Hopefully, again, next time we meet, it will be probably in Mannheim in September. And let's knock on wood that it will actually happen in September. So if people want to have more information about what you do, they go to your website or your Instagram account?
Yes, it's tausch-guitars.com. guitarsmith.de mm-hmm. is the homepage.
And I have this guitar from Rainer Tausch here at the showroom in Paris. So if you feel like trying one of these guitars, you have two possibilities. The first one is if you are a premium subscriber of the show, you can come here anytime you want by appointment to try this. And the second option is to reach out to Rainer to start a conversation and decide with Rainer if it's a good idea to come in Paris to try this guitar. And hopefully next time I will have a Candy Apple Red sometimes this spring, right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you again very much for your time. Thank you very much to all the people who watched that. Sorry about the little internet connection we had. And yeah, that's about it for this evening. Thank you very much for your time, Rainer.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.